We're starting the episode now. Now.
Wait,
Now.
Elliot, do you have a question before we start?
No.
Okay.
Okay,
I mean,
great.
I do, but not about this.
Oh, okay. Well, yeah, I guess all questions are really good for a podcast, so maybe we'll get to it when we're recording
Sure, you
it.
got it. Okay,
Great.
sure.
All right, here we go.
If this is gonna be that kind of party, I'm gonna stick my dick in the mashed potatoes.
Neil, girl! Out here, just a little bit
sweeter.
Trip
it off the cross, dude.
It gets a lot colder.
Hanging out with your friends.
Game over, man.
I construct ground for you.
Bella Vixen.
I don't understand. It's just fun.
In defense of Coldplay.
This guy, good party.
Oh, Weeble the Wobble, it is time for the holiday episode of Jonah Radio, a theme that I just decided now is going to be it. So we're not prepared to give you a holiday episode, but I can sure as goddamn tell you it's a Christian one. My name is Jonah Ray. Dio can't make it because he denounced our Lord and Savior. I don't know why I'm on this trip now. Cash.
Yo.
Christian name, Patrick. How are you?
I'm good. I'm doing very good. I kind of hurt my finger over there. You can see it. It's, well, I don't like showing it to people because it's the middle finger and they might get offended, but I hurt my middle finger.
You know, it's funny. I would have rather heard about how you hurt the finger than why you weren't going to show it to me.
I was dropped something and I tried to catch it. They tell you not to do that. They tell
was
you.
It a, was it a knife?
No, it was a, it was a four pack of four packs of water. So,
oh, okay. Oh yeah, I see that. Well, Neil Mahoney is on assignment. We wish him the best of luck in Uganda. But joining us today is a returning guest who didn't get to speak much last time because he was here with our friend Brendan Small, who is a great dear old friend of us, but quite a jabberjaw. And I'll say that to his fucking face. And his name, he was the head writer at Daily Show with Jon Stewart for a while. He was also, what else did he do? He was the head writer for a show that I did called Mystery Science Theater 3000, The Return, and Mystery Science Theater 3000, The Gauntlet. Please, everybody, please welcome Elliot Kalin.
Oh,
thank
that.
You. Thank you. This is lovely. So nice to be here. What game am I going to be playing today? Can't wait to see it. Getting ready for the showcase showdown. It's going to be wonderful.
If you're going to take a guess to see how much longer the song goes on, what would you say?
too long?
Yeah,
too much longer?
2 minutes and 40 seconds, that thing.
That's for the that's for the really long showcases. That's for like you win 300 yards of gravel. And it just
that's for
hands the whole 300.
Back in the old days when Bob Barker would get into fights with the showcase ladies and he would have to coax them back out again through the length of the song. Come on. We'll talk about it after the show. Come on.
I'm
I just
sorry,
wanted to get paid, pet spayed and neuter. Come on. Like let's talk about it.
That's all
I'm
I
just
want.
Demonstrating.
Okay. Three things I'm going to mention.
All right.
Okay. One, get my plugs out of the way. Other things I've done. Well, there's the Flophouse podcast. You should go listen to that. And I've got a new children's book out, Sharko and Hippo, in stores now that you can also order it online because it's not a great time for going into a store.
Nope.
But if there's a child in your life and they like words that kind of rhyme with other words, Sharko and Hippo, that's
whoa,
the book.
Whoa,
it's
whoa.
A book. Okay, number two.
Hold on. I want to go back. Elliot, when it comes to plugs, you know, you just did it. I don't have to remember everything you did that had nothing to do with me. Secondly, are you telling people not to go and support small independently owned bookstores?
Are you anti small business?
I'm saying call your independent bookstore or order through their website if they have one, or call an order. Don't go in and make your beloved bookseller sick. Order it from them so that they can get it for you, curbside pickup. It's the future of book retailing, and the future is now. Okay, number two.
Okay,
good save.
This is long. Yeah, I was very afraid you were getting close to just going, it's also available on Amazon. Then I would have
I would
just
never say that. I would never say that.
It is,
but I wouldn't say that. It is available. If you're in the Los Angeles area, I'll tell you, get it from Once Upon a Time Books in Montrose. That's the plug that I'll make. Once Upon a Time Books, the oldest children's
really book stretching the Los Angeles area terminology there.
It's the county, right? Or maybe it's not.
San Gabriel, I think.
Oh, well, it is the area.
Los Angeles from there. That's the important part.
Or go to Skylight Books. Or you know what? Go to Skylight Books if you're like the prisoner of London and you can't leave the boundaries of Los Angeles, the city.
Well, you know what they say, local plugs get you local sales. So
number two, didn't realize it was going to be a holiday episode. Being Jewish, my holiday is over for the year. So you're just going to have to put up with me not being all in the Christmas spirit. Number three.
Number two. I want to stick on number two.
Okay.
So what holiday is this? Kwanzaa? What is it? I don't know.
It's called Chanukah.
Smokey Robinson.
Yeah.
And it's called the Festival of Smokey Robinson. And it's when we celebrate Smokey Robinson having not really the most basic knowledge of Jewish holidays. So
he's been in show business. And I'm not trying to be broad about the statement of the Jewish people, but he's been in show business a long time. And there are a lot of Jewish people.
Especially the period he started in show business. It was basically Jewish people and black people. And that's about it. So
you need a songwriter? There's two nerds in Manhattan just busting them out for you.
It's just two Jews in the Brill Building just banging away at their old stand-up piano, you know. And number three, Cash, I want to know who told you if you drop something, don't catch it. Because if it's breakable, you want to catch that thing before it hits the ground.
No, it's actually, I'm working at a grocery store right now, and that is the policy is that if you lose something, do not try and catch it in midair because more injuries happen to hands and things like that from trying to catch it than they would lose in,
I'd say even backs.
That makes
backs
sense.
Being pulled too.
Yeah.
Like a quick pivot.
You know what? That makes sense. If it's store merchandise, that makes sense to me. But if it was like a child.
Oh, no,
hands away. Yeah. I don't want to hurt my hand. You're on your own.
No, they have a strict child catching policy. Very strict child catching policy.
I dropped my boy. I dropped my child.
You gotta know where the mop is. You gotta know where the broom is.
The child catching policy is if you catch it, it's yours. Catch and keep. Yes.
Take it home.
Clean up on aisle bad dad.
That's the name of the movie. Aisle Bad Dad. Yeah.
Starring Alec Baldwin, probably.
Yeah, you have to assume. Thank you for having me on the show. It's been, I've been wanting to go on before, and unfortunately it's always been my fault that I'm not available.
We here at Jonah Radio have a policy of never taking any fault, so you were right to do so on your own recognizance.
Oh, good. I'm glad
it's sort of a general
that.
Don't catch things policy.
Whoa, let that blame drop on the floor, Cash. Careful. Careful your finger.
Don't hurt your other finger.
Thank you. I appreciate that, guys. Looking out.
We have some great music lined up and some good chats and silly times with Elliot. But we want to get started with a song. You everyone here at Jonah Radio, we love a good cover, and you guys know that listening at home. And recently, a listener, Kevin D, said, "Hey gang, love you guys. You're one of the three podcasts I listen to regularly. One podcast I don't listen to is Flophouse." So that's a weird thing for him to just throw out there.
Yeah, it seems weird that he would specify that, really single us out. I mean, he's missing out. I mean, again, we did an episode recently where I played Tom Brokaw talking about the book Dune for 40 minutes. So he's missing out, you know, if that's the kind of thing he wants, which I'm sure it is, you know.
We poisoned the well. We pulled all of our listeners have decided to not listen to any Max Fun podcast.
We took them with us.
All five of the dollars they gave us to in the telethon. But he says, since we all love covers, I wanted to share that Kayflay just put out three. And all three of them are amazing. I hope you guys know who Flay is, at the very least, because she did a song with Fiddlar. Very true. Good call, Kevin. The only reason I know Kayflay.
Wow.
But he emailed us this great, email about, how he saw her for the very first time, saw her open up for some bands, and it was a really sweet email. And so I want to play. She did three covers on this EP, and she did "Self Esteem" by Offspring, she did "Break Stuff" by Limp Bizkit,
Wow.
A song, I don't know how it goes, but for some reason in my life, I always say, Brick Stove! I don't know why, because I'm assuming that's how he says it in the song. Brick Stove! Does anyone
maybe
else
this cover will get you a little closer. I don't know. I don't know the song either. I would imagine it's more like, break stuff. Time for us to break stuff. And we've got to break all of this stuff. Know whose stuff I am going to break. It goes like that. Yeah.
I really thought it was going to be, when I was a break, I'm not a break anymore. But sometimes I wish I broke stuff again. Sometimes I break, I'm not a break, I'm not a kid anymore. But sometimes I shouldn't have let it drop.
Yeah. But, you know, I think actually nothing but I think it's more like, don't go breaking all the stuff. Only break the stuff that needs to be broken. It's a song about boxes.
Oh, yeah, yeah. There you
got to break down boxes.
I got the it always reminded me of this one. Da, 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 na, 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 na. Break stuff.
Well, we're not going to listen to Break Stuff. We're going to listen to Hearst's cover of... Green Day's Brain Stew, which I think is just fantastic. This is
It's got the same start to the, it's alliterative. It's like Break Stuff, Brain Stew, same start to the words. So yeah, go right ahead.
Holy shit. Is that what you learn in college? Is that what you fucking learn in college? Huh? Is that what the kind of knowledge you get there in college? The knowledge college? But yeah, so this is K-Flay with Brain Stew. We'll be right back with more Elliot, Kalen, and Jenna Radio.
I'm having trouble trying to sleep. I'm counting sheep but running out. As time ticks by, still I try. No rest for cross stops in my mind. On my own, here we go. On my own, here we go. My eyes feel like they're gonna bleed. Dried up and bulging out my skull. My mouth is dry. My face is numb. Fucked up and spun out in my room. On my own, here we go. On my own, here we go. A crooked spine. My sense is dull. I'm past the point of delirium. On my own, here we go. On my own, here we go. Oh,
Hi, this is Brittany Spears, and you're listening to Jonah Radio. And also check out Mystery Science Theater 3000 on Netflix.
Well, you weren't any help with that one, Brittany. Netflix has decided they didn't like the Kellen Ray vibe. No. Anyway, that was Kay Flay. Yes. That was Kay Flay with her version of Brain Stew, which you kind of wanted to go right into Jaded.
Yeah.
Which I remember hearing a story about that song with about Billy Joe, where it's like Brain Stew is kind of the feeling of like coming down from like a bender. And when he has the song go right into Jaded, which is a very upbeat song, the idea is that he like does another line of speed and it picks him back up immediately.
No.
Because that was during a very druggy time for him.
They were holding a joint in the liner notes, and I was very conflicted at the time.
Why? You should have thought of it. You should have thought of been bigger or something.
No, I was like, I don't know if I trust these guys with their drugs.
With their drugs.
Yeah.
But that EP is called "Don't Judge a Song by Its Cover."
Nice.
Yeah. So that's very, very fun. Very fun. But we're not here to talk about fun. We're here to talk about current events. We're talking about current events, the opposite of fun, exactly.
Mm-hmm.
And this is the time where, Elliot, I don't know if you remember this. Mm-hmm. I don't even think we were doing this segment when last time you were on. But it's a little thing we like to call...
Amusing News!
Oh! That is right.
Yeah, for the record, I do listen to this show, so I know the one segment that you have.
Yes, it's now up to two segments.
We do have two segments.
Yeah.
They're kind of related.
Yeah.
Guys, music news.
Hold on. I have one. Guess who just broke stuff today?
You can break anything you want at our Italian breaking stuff place.
Jesus.
Not that I couldn't think of it at the end.
Ba-da-da-da-da, I'm breaking stuff.
I thought you were going to... That's pretty sweet.
Ba-ba-ba-ba-da-ba-da-ba. Breaking all the stuff. Da-da-da-da-da. Oh, so music news, huh?
Yes,
music news.
Break stuff. Diddle, 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 diddle. Sorry.
And I break stuff. Like the deserts break the stuff.
I don't know that.
And, oh, that's, what's the desert, Mr. Rain, something? I didn't sing it well. Okay, what about this?
I got it.
Break stuff.
Oh, I like that one.
One of that's the few, I am not, a habitual visitor of stripping clubs. I've been to a few at bachelor parties, but it was the funniest moment I think I've ever seen.
Are you an alien?
The aliens that go to the strip club Gallagher's 2000 in the commercial that used to run on New York local television? No, I'm not one of them. But
you showed me that.
It was aliens are hovering over Earth and then go down to a local New York strip club. But I remember being at a bachelor party at one and a dancer coming out to dance to that song. And it was so funny to me. I was like, this is too real right now. This is a lot that's going on that she wants to dance to this song.
Oh, boy. Anyway, we're not here to talk about local commercials.
Oh, it's music news.
Music news. That's right.
Well, guys, I don't know what you were planning to do on New Year's Eve, but I know what the Melvins are planning to do. The Melvins are hosting a 5-song live stream event titled Melvins TV Volume 1 New Year's Evil on December 31st at 3 p.m. EST. So you can bring in the new year at 4 o'clock or 11:15.
The 5 songs will last 9 to 12 hours?
That's a good point. Yeah, 5 songs, but all of them are just, it's mostly feedback and fuzz.
Well, and they're doing it to promote their solo album. So, they have a new album called Working with God that's going to come out on February 25th.
Wow, John Melvin is finally distancing himself from the Melvins to put out a solo album. Well, this is music news, Cash.
Well, it's called Melvin and the Chipmunks. It's a novelty album.
God.
We need you for every music news.
Oh, boy. Elliot, have you checked out any of these live stream concerts ever?
Not very many. Unfortunately, I don't have a lot of time to sit and watch things. Longtime listeners of Jonah Radio will know that I have 2 children, and they keep me from really doing too much. And it also means that I have a complement of work and chores to get done at night. So like the only, this is going to be very on brand for me, to, for Flophouse listeners, but the only like live stream, or it wasn't even live, the only streaming thing we've enjoyed recently is like, we wanted to share the New York Ballet Nutcracker with my sons, because that's like a family tradition in my family and in my wife's family. And it was like, yeah, okay, that's the streaming thing we've gotten to see so far, is not just a family thing, but also something I've seen many times before, the Balanchine choreography for Tchaikovsky's Nutcracker. So no, that's a long way of saying no, I have not.
Okay, great.
There's lots that I would like to see, but they're often on at a time that I just can't watch them.
I really loved that, the Liam Gallagher one. I had such a blast watching that. I was supposed to go over to Heather Ann Campbell's because we're like, she's the only other person I know in my life that likes Liam Gallagher as much as me.
Did he just smash the watermelons at the end?
Liam Gallagher's
in the
two.
Middle. Come on, you don't in close the, with that. Oh, okay.
Liam Gallagher's 2000 strip club in Queens, where Liam Gallagher comes out and smashes watermelons.
Believe. But yeah, it was really great. I even like, I dressed nicely as if I was going to the show. I talked about this, I think, a bit. I got
a little bit.
Yeah, and I got like British beers from Galco's old timey soda shop.
Oh, nice.
Yeah. You ever take your kids there to Galco's?
Not yet. No. We're taking them nowhere. But there's so many parts of Los Angeles that we have not explored, even though we've been here for like 3 years.
Yeah.
And we need to do that, you know?
Yeah. A lot of great stuff out there.
Yeah.
All right.
Moving on. Well, guys, as we know, it has been a while since Bradley Nowell died, but that does not mean that there is not a compilation call for his sober living facility that his family is putting together called Bradley's House. There is they've already put out one LP called The House That Bradley Built. They've sold out twice. And now there's an expanded album coming out, includes 30 never-before-released acoustic covers by Common Kings, G-Love, The Expanders, and even some of Bradley Nowell's family, including his sister and his son, who both had drug problems, which is, these people definitely need their own rehab, I gotta say.
Funny that they would just call it Bradley's House. A sober house called Bradley's House is like odd, just because that's probably where most people did their drugs, was over at Bradley's house.
Well, he's also the guy that wrote an entire album at his crash house. The second album was entirely done at the place he went and did heroin and had a 4-track recorder. So
I guess they're was that Robin the Hood?
That was Robin the Hood.
Okay.
But
Robin the Hood features a young Gwen Stefani. Am I right about that?
Yes, that is. They did a duet that actually became a hit after he died.
If it featured an old Gwen Stefani, it would have to involve time travel. And I have to believe he did not have access to that technology, or he might have come back from the future and been like, Brad, you got to watch what you're doing. you're gonna die young. Because
you know, had a Petaluma.
Yeah.
He could have easily had learned how to time travel if he had practiced Santeria.
That's true, but he doesn't. He made it very clear he does not do that.
He could have gotten some sort of warning.
The most honest thing he ever said in his lyrics was, I ain't got no crystal ball. Yeah, no shit, because you would have saw something coming.
I wonder if his saying, would it have been a better song if it went, I don't practice Santeria, but I've been meaning to look into it. Do you have a good book you would recommend on the subject?
I'm getting into sage and crystals and shit.
So I feel Santeria is the next step.
Yes.
Yeah. I don't want to appropriate someone else's religion. I'm genuinely very interested in it, and I think it speaks to me. Do you have any advice?
I want to go with something reputable, though.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't practice Santeria. I just want to break stuff.
Moving on. Guys, this is the part of the music news. I'm refining this a little bit. It's David Crosby answers Twitter's questions. I got 3 questions from Twitter with David Crosby's response.
Wonderful.
The first one is, you ever listen to much Zappa? David Crosby says, some, not much.
You know what? I think even for any diehard Zappa fan, that's as much as you can get through sometimes.
Yeah, no.
So much.
Oh, yeah. You can't sit down and be like, I'm listening to all Zappa. Yeah. You don't have the time.
Yeah.
You say I'm just going to listen a little and then I'm going to watch my favorite movie, 200 Hotels.
Yes.
Sean Winks asked, thoughts on the Bee Gees, Cross? David Crosby responds.
Hold on, Cash, can you do that? Can you say that again? The phrasing of it was so nice.
Thoughts on the Bee Gees, Cross?
I love that it's like David Crosby is just the old man who sits next to the post office in a small town and people just walk up and ask him, but they're like, take a look at this, Cross. Do you think I need to put ointment on that? Yeah, perhaps.
Need an ointment, Cross?
What kind of lure should I be using, Cross? Well, it's got to be a fly tie. Okay.
Thoughts on the Dow Jones, Cross?
Well, his thoughts on the Bee Gees are some fun records there, which, you know, is not a glowing...
I mean, isn't that what they were going for?
Yeah, I guess so. Yep,
if anything.
Well, check out that documentary.
I love how totally bereft of insight his responses are to things. You could ask anybody. But what's the third question? Maybe the third question is something really deep. Yeah.
Well, the third question is just, Stephen R. Selleck just writes, Dudley Moore, ? And David Crosby responds, very funny man. So yes, it got less insightful as we went further down.
Yeah.
Wow.
Although that gives me a perfect place to plug a recent episode of The Flophouse. Our Christmas episode was the movie 6 Weeks, starring Dudley Moore and Mary Tyler Moore, tangentially Christmas-related story in which Dudley Moore is a California politician who inexplicably is also still English, who abandons his family lovingly for the widowed mother of a girl who will die of leukemia by the end of the movie. And it
Jesus.
Is
Fuck.
It's not a very good movie. So, but
Dudley Hold on, Moore, wait, the movie you just described?
I know, it sounds, the movie I just described, where the selling point was that the two leads had the same last name. It is not particularly good.
The only way I can see it being bad is if it was out of focus, because everything else sounds great.
Yeah.
Oh, speaking of Nutcracker, long sequence at the end where a character dances in the Nutcracker for a while.
Can I do an after show for that episode of your show called More and More and More?
Yes, definitely. Yeah. We're going to talk about them all. Dudley Moore, Mary Tyler Moore, Michael Moore, Alan Moore, Roger Moore. They're all there. All the Moores.
That's a lot of, you named up more Moores than I thought I knew.
I'm sure there's more. There's more Moores.
Yes. And then it's like in the song, the opening song would have just a sample of the Rocky Horror. More, more, more.
Exactly.
Yeah. Cash, is that it for news and Cross?
That is
what
it
else
for Cross.
What else are people asking the Cross? I feel like this should be a recurring segment within music
Cash,
news.
Is
what you call it FAC, frequently asked Cross.
And cross coins.
Or Cross and A's. Actually, call it Cross and A's. Yeah.
It is a recurring It happened. This is maybe the fourth time we've done it.
Yeah. I like to go through it. He has some longer stuff, but I just love the.
It's not
the,
as funny.
Yeah. No. There is a picture of him in a full-on wetsuit with just the mustache peeking over like the face hole. So that is what people are missing. But
what was the thing recently?
He was the one that wanted all the clams. Remember.
Yeah. It was. It was the Crosby and the Carpenters. Yeah. Him and the Carpenters went to the beach. They were going to eat all those clams up. You got to convince them.
I can guarantee none of our audience is old enough to get that.
Long ago. Sorry.
Well, what was the scandal with him? He didn't
and
then somebody.
The end of the little clams go, don't you remember? You told me you love me, baby. Sorry.
Well, there was David Crosby said there was some musician he said he didn't particularly like, and people were up in arms. I don't remember who it was.
Oh, it was Eddie Van Halen, like the day after Eddie Van Halen died.
Because Eddie Van Halen had just died. That's what it was. Yeah.
One of my favorite moments is in the Cross doc.
Not to be confused with Dr. Cross.
Not Dr. Cross.
Which he's not allowed to do anymore. The state told him you were not allowed to pretend to be a doctor anymore.
Yeah.
He can't prescribe stuff. Yeah, that was.
Yes.
Yeah.
Do you want to back that up?
No. Although he did, I was just looking through this, he just He just interacted with Tim Heidecker. So,
yeah.
So you're
like,
saying
sounds like a lot of fun
on the cross dock. Some fun records there. Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. But like he does a thing on the cross dock where it's like he's looking at a picture of Jim Morrison. He goes, Morrison, what a dork. And I was like, yes, yes, King, drag him. Is that it for news?
Well, I got two kind of
pick your favorite one.
Well, they're both connected to something that's just happening today. We'll be making the news tomorrow. The COVID-19 relief bill, which is just getting voted on by the Senate, I believe, today. There are some things in it. First of all, there's the music venue, the Save Our Venues, Save Our Stages Act.
Save Our Stages, yeah.
That got folded into it. So apparently there is going to be $15 billion dedicated to the funding for live venues, independent movie theaters, and cultural institutions, which is
great. Know, it really, I'm excited about that. It does take the sting out of only getting $600 for the past 9 months. It makes it hurt a little less.
Well, you should like Richard Pryor in Superman 4, check for another check because you put in for expenses because you're a cultural institution, Jonah.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. You're an independent movie theater as well.
That's a good point.
You're almost a live venue.
I mean, if it would be in the spirit of the current administration for you to work those loopholes and
exactly.
and barely not criminal actions as best as you can.
I was thinking about getting a hold of Trump and see if he can pardon my mortgage.
Hey-o.
Sorry.
Is your mortgage in jail? I'm so sorry. What happened?
No, nothing. No, it's my just if he could.
Oh, that's terrible.
Pardon my mortgage payments.
Oh no, you cut out a little bit. That's the internet. I'm sorry.
Oh, I'm just trying to. I'm just Andy.
Pardon your mother.
Andy Kindler's telling me how to tell jokes now.
I mean, to be here's the funny thing: if Andy Kindler told the same joke, I would have fallen on the floor laughing.
Yeah, exactly. That's, yeah.
It's what do I expect? I want to expect for different things for different people. You know.
Important.
Whereas, if Emo Phillips told that joke, not sure how I'd respond to it. I'd have to really parse it. But
that's true.
Yeah.
And what else, Cash?
Well, in that same bill. Which is very good for our stages. It might be bad for us. And when I say us, I mean this podcast, because they have folded in the ability to make those who dare stream unlicensed work. It may now be a felony. You could go to jail if you play somebody's song on your stream or podcast or thing like that that you don't own. It's a really
good time to let everybody know that the music played on this show is submitted by the listeners themselves, which gives us full right to play them on our show. It's a service we do to you. Of course, I already said earlier in the show, I don't know Kay Flay, but she's a friend of a friend, and I'm sure I can get it cleared. Let's just keep that in mind when next time you hear Thin Lizzy in the opening of the segment.
And certainly she owns the rights to that Green Day song.
Of course. Of course.
Yeah,
totally does.
Certainly.
Well,
I would call that, I'm curious to see if that becomes final language, but I would call that an enforcement issue that will be impossible to take. But, you know, I'm just a cockeyed optimist who doesn't use any copyrighted material on my podcast. So,
well, that's scary. You know what? Let's play a band that's been that put out a record this year that I just loved, and they've been giving us music since for years now. If you want your music on the show, Jonah Radio, RAYDIO @gmail.com. They've even just sent me some shirts. I'm going to be bringing one of those shirts up to you, Cash.
Yay!
One of those shirts. They're called Alex Jonestown Massacre, and they put out a great album this year. It's in my I made a huge list of some of my favorite songs of the year on my Spotify. It's called Jonah Ray's 2020 Fave, and then in parentheses, ORIT, and then in parentheses, S. So Jonah Ray's 2020 Faves, but just in case you didn't know what faves meant, I had to make it clear that it was favorites. It's a long list. Go and find these bands in this playlist on Spotify. And if you like them, go to their Bandcamp and buy some of their stuff. Like this band, Alex Jonestown Massacre, who just sent us this. It's it's called Oh Massive Night. And they thought it'd be funny to do a Christmas song in the style of the Hold Steady. And so it's kind of a parody style song. And it's called Oh Massive Night. And more Elliot Kalin and Radio. When we get back.
for making noise. Melting cookies, baby, cookies and milk. We got some sweet stuff stuffed into our stockings on the shelf. Sugar plum fairies dancing in our heads. Yeah, we were thrilled. He said my name's Kris Kringle, baby, people call me Santa. I'm coming to your town. I'm coming in my bright red suit and down your chimney. He said my name is Father Christmas, Day, but people call me Jolly Old St. Nick. Some people call me Eartha Kitt. 'Cause every year Christmas almost kills me. Trees and lights, baby, lights and trees. Trees and lights. She thought of presents back at home wrapped tight. Fell to her knees and started to cry when the soloist hit the high note. No holy night.
Tonight, like Joey Ramone, but there's no one left to fight. Yeah, Haley's all alone. So from Brooklyn to Brookline, Minneapolis to St. Paul, to all a good night. And a Merry Christmas.
Cash here for MeUndies. MeUndies believes that your comfort is about more than what's touching your skin. It's about feeling comfortable in your skin. You're a total badass, and what you should wear is only accentuate that fact. MeUndies truly believes in empowering self-expression. Their pledge for 2020 and beyond is called MeUndies Gives, an initiative that supports those who have systematic barriers to their self-expression. By shopping MeUndies, you support causes such as LGBTQ plus communities, mental health and well-being, and women's rights. Well, folks, what underwear are you wearing at this very moment? Does it feel like you're sitting in a heaven cloud? No. Should you reconsider? How much more fun would you be having right now if your undies were covered in pandas or sushi rolls? Don't you think you'd feel a little bit more like you? Here to talk about feeling like you, or just feeling you, is MeUndies customer Neil Mahoney.
That's me. Yeah.
Neil, welcome to the ad read. Now,
thanks very much.
MeUndies offers classic colors to ridiculous prints. Now, you're more of a classic color sort of guy. You were telling us last time your approach to MeUndies. What did you do when you decided to get into MeUndies?
Well, as I did this morning, as I returned home from 2 weeks abroad, I cleaned house. And what I did with MeUndies was I cleaned house. I got rid of all my underwear and I bought 12 pairs of black on black MeUndies. This is before our sponsorship or anything. Like I knew this was good stuff. So I got black on black on black on black. And yeah, you can never tell when they're dirty, which is great. And you know, it's a pretty sleek look for a guy with a, you know, questionable body.
I like the idea of just you opening up your underwear drawers and it's militaristic. It's almost like the North Korean army where it's just black on black on black, just I'm sure regimented in rows. It's pretty great.
The key is you got to roll them. You can't fold them. You roll them so that the elastic band doesn't get stretched. So you roll them and then it's like tubes in the drawer. And it's like a, you know, a daily dosage of MeUndies.
That's pretty cool. Well, you know, MeUndies are available in a range of sizes from extra small to 4XL. So you could go extra small on the left to 4XL on the right. And just depending on how you ate and drank last night, you got your own pick.
Yeah. Well, I need 3XL because I have huge holes.
MeUndies membership. MeUndies believes you and your butt deserve comfort inside and out. Which is why they created the MeUndies membership. It's really just a great way to love on yourself. Each month, replenish your basics with styles that are anything but basic. Styles that let you be the truest version of yourself right down to your core. Get that, Neil, right down to your core. You get discounted pricing, controlled shipping, and exclusive early access. Love your butt and get the membership. Well, MeUndies has a great offer for the Jonah Radio listeners. Any first-time purchasers, you get 15% off and free shipping. MeUndies also has their problem-free philosophy. If you're not satisfied with any product, whether it be the black undies that Neil gets or the onesies that I get, for any reason, they'll refund or exchange it. No caveats, no questions. To get your first 15% off your first order and free shipping, go to MeUndies.com/Jonah. Neil, what's that?
MeUndies.com/JONAH.
Yes, with an H. If you just do the A, you'll get John A's podcast deal, which may or may not be the same. Thank you so much for joining us, Neil. I don't think referenced any... North Korea came up. So we're getting better at this. We're learning not to bring people down when they listen to MeUndies, but it's taken us a while. Well, once again, you can go to MeUndies.com/Shona and get your 15% off plus free shipping. Now, back to the show.
Back to the show.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
With our friend Dan Byerly, gave us a song that him and his friend made. Basically, a few episodes back, we made a joke about Primus having a Christmas song called Santa Was a Reindeer Driver. And I thought that was as far as that joke could go, was that line right there. And lo and behold, Dan Byerly came through with this amazing piece. Here's Santa Was a Reindeer Driver by the actual Primus.
Driver. He flew so goddamn fast, 2 billion miles an hour on 9D power. That sleigh was built to last. Dasher, Dancer, Prancer, he'd say Rudolph's number one. With a big red nose, you would say it glows when he lights it up just for fun. Fat man, his scale tops out at 263. He'd be a skinny man, except for all the milk and because he eats on Christmas Eve. Santa Claus was ancient, old as any man alive. Didn't meet Mrs. Claus or read out their vows till the age of 65.
Thank Danny Carney for those stings. Very good. We played his band, Danny Carney Chainsaw. Shit. You know?
Massacre, accident. It doesn't get well after Chainsaw. I mean, it doesn't get great.
Danny Carney Chainsaw Shit is a pretty cool name for a band.
That's true. Danny Carney.
Oh, I've had those.
Chainsaw right Symphony. That's Chainsaw it. Chainsaw Symphony. Yeah, so I want to thank him for sending those. This is that album that came out this year, I believe, is great. It's on my list, on that playlist, that long playlist I made.
You know, a chainsaw is really good for breaking stuff, he's breaking stuff now, meow.
You know what? I'm going to be honest, and I say this as a friend and sometimes collaborator. Mm-hmm. Not your best.
Hey, look, I'm sitting in a garage next to my Urban Worm bag, inhaling my compost fumes next to my car that is a piece of junk.
Is it okay if I call you?
This is not where I do the best work.
Is it okay if I start referring to you as my Urban Worm bag?
I don't know.
Are you sure?
Maybe not. I mean, it's a great product.
Suburban Worm bag, please.
Suburban Worm bag is like the Urban Worm bag, but it's got kids. It's moving a little slower. You know, doesn't get out as much or ever.
It spends the weekends mowing the lawn.
Yeah.
It's, you know, it's like, hey guys, S&P came back. We can't use scruffy looking nerve herder. What else do you got?
and the rural worm bag is just dirt on the ground.
Yes.
You don't need a bag. Just throw the worms on the ground. They'll love it. There's no pavement or anything.
Yeah. Hey, so it is the Christmas time.
Uh-huh.
And this popped up. Aaron Gage on YouTube just posted this the other day. It's Deck the Halls. I'm going to talk about this afterwards, but it's Deck the Halls, but it's like War Pigs from Black Sabbath. So here's a little taste of that.
Deck the halls with boughs of holly. Tis the season to be jolly. Don we now our gay apparel. Troll the ancient Yuletide carol. See the blazing Yule before us. Strike the harp and
join the chorus. Follow me in merry measure while I tell of Yuletide treasure. Oh, Lord, yeah!
Isn't that great?
That's fantastic.
That's really
that's
good.
A really, yeah. really good job. But I
did and, was and the use of the saying "Oh Lord, yet yeah, more appropriate yeah. in this song if you're a believer. Yeah.
If you're a believer, if you believe it, I remember
if
was
you
a
believe
song,
in breaking some stuff, stuff, some stuff,
do you believe in breaking stuff? Break stuff.
You break stuff. You've broken things. Broken yeah. things. Yeah.
I remember there was a Christmas song that I had to sing for a sketch in Mystery Science Theater. I can't remember which season, but I remember it wasn't Patrick Swayze Christmas, of course. I never remember that one, but it was some other one. And I knew the tune, but I didn't know there was lyrics to it. And then Elliot, I remember Elliot having to. Elliot's like, I'm up on the stage and I'm like, I don't know this song. Like, how do you sing the song? And Elliot, like my little Jewish friend, like comes up and he has to start teaching me how to sing. What song was that? Do you remember?
I'm trying to remember. So it must have been in The Return, because that's when we did the Christmas episode.
Yeah.
What's
this? Something, 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 some.
It's Good King Wenceslas. Good King Wenceslas looked out yeah. on the feast of Steve. Yeah, even yeah. though the snow lay round about, thick, soft, and even, something like that. Yeah,
I had no idea what the
yonder woodman.
Never...
Who is he? Where and what his dwelling? Like it's the crazy.
Something,
yeah.
something, something, some, something, something, breaking stuff.
That was yeah, exactly. Yeah, that was one of many old songs that elderly people know that I had to tell Jonah had to do them. He'd be like, I don't know how there ain't nothing like a dame goes. I've never heard of this stupid song. And I was like, it's South Pacific, Jonah. But
yeah.
You know. there was a musical or they wrote about your house.
Yeah.
yeah.
There was that one. There was Reptilicus. There was this Frank Sinatra song. Like it's
oh,
two.
Right.
It's a half past two. I didn't, you know.
Yeah. It was like go to three. No one in the bar but you and something me. Yeah.
That's a good song. Yeah.
Yeah.
But yeah. So light them up, Joe.
But then there were lots of songs that Jonah was like, let's do this. And I was like, gonna take your word for it. I don't know it. I don't know songs. I don't know new songs. And he'd be like, the song is from 1987. I'd be like, I don't know.
Yeah. I'm trying to think of we should do an episode of this show where we kind of we try and find all the music riffs and because I remember there was one, we needed such a quick riff in Mac and Me where there was the football dancers.
Oh,
and
right.
We needed something there because there was nothing that we could put for, and that's always the trouble with that show, we're writing that show is that it's we don't want to go too long. I mean, we stacked the riffs on the first season. The second season we let go, but we still didn't want more than 10 seconds going without
you don't want too much it's the balance, not to get too much MST shop talk, but in the first season we definitely stacked it too much, but I watched the old episodes and I'm like, yeah, lots of air here, there's a lot of air, and we didn't want that to happen. So but yeah, there would be in the Mac and Me, anything where it was the dance sequence in Mac and Me where it's 2.5 minutes without dialogue or something like that, and you're I'm just floating through a void and I need to figure out where to put jokes and where not to, but anyway, you were saying
and my one was not Humdilili Humdilai. That was one of them. And it was just West Side Walking, East Side Walking, East Side Walking.
And I was like, don't know it. Don't understand it. You have to, I'll take your report. That's a song. Yeah.
Yeah.
People love that joke.
Yeah, that's a fun one. And then The Holiday Road is in Mac and Me as well.
I was just thinking about that the other day, how that came out. I thought that came out so nicely. The Holiday Road. And us.
And then we all come in.
Yeah, and us having to tell Hampton and Barron, no, here's how, this is how we're going to do it.
This is how we wrote it, yeah.
This is how we wrote it, and then you come in at this point, but.
Yeah. And also, that moment is right after one of my favorite riffs, which is Hampton going, when they're the van's driving along with the horses, and then the horses go, go on, that's right, get out of Horse City. Go on, get, no one wants you.
That was it was in that episode Joan and I had a big argument that Joan I think was right about. I think I was wrong about what part of the Back to the Future theme
probably the most heated we ever got with each other.
It was a big argument and we're both like, yeah. No, you don't understand it. Ba, 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 ba. And he's like, no, you don't get it. And I think Joan was right.
It was, and the thing is we were talking about two different portions of the song from the same guy that wrote the song. It was what's his name? It was not Alf Clausen, but it was
Alf the Alien. Yeah.
Yes, yeah.
Gordon Shumway.
So like it was Silvestri?
I'm gonna look up who did the music for it.
Might have been Alan Silvestri. It was Max Silvestri's dad.
Yeah, that's every time I hear it, Alan Silvestri, I think of Max Silvestri, and I assume nobody else is gonna know who Max Silvestri is. But
I was on AST.
because I remember it was when he like it was the same kind of like where they're on the little car.
He's on his wheelchair,
and then he grabs onto a car.
Yes, right? Yeah. So it was like, and the music feels very bad, and they're going past. Some kind of mall or bank or something like that. Yeah, Alan Silvestri.
Sumitomo Bank. That's like, wow, Sumitomo and McDonald's both put in money on this movie.
So it was Alan Silvestri.
Great theme, very memorable. And it's all that, it's like a swelling moment. I remember we're like, but it should swell into this part. But in the movie, it doesn't swell into the most iconic part. In this situation that would happen in Back to the Future, it would swell into this part of the song, but then we argued for a while.
Yeah.
When are you guys gonna do let me watch your movie with you with Mystery Science Theater? Just a layer on a layer.
I've thought about
like an onion, like a beautiful onion. Yeah,
I am. I just got the confirmation that I will be doing an episode with Trace Bulow and Beaulieu and Kevin Murphy. We're gonna be watching Mystery Science Theater, the movie.
Oh, that's awesome.
Can't wait for that. That's going to be fantastic.
That's going to be a fun one. That's Let Me Watch Your Movie with You, the podcast. That's also a commentary track. Mm. Anyway, what else? Shit, what were we talking about?
We were talking about...
Have we done This Day in Music?
That's right. We still got to do This Day in Music.
I feel like there was another thing you were going to say, and then, well, we'll figure it out. Right.
Oh, yeah. It was. Right, we also had, there was a Clash. There was a Clash reference in that, too.
Right.
White Riot.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, why? Riot at the mall. I want to riot. Yeah. Riot at the Sears.
Riot at Sears. That's what it's about.
Because remember, specificity is king.
You're right.
Our local Sears, since I moved back home, has become a Halloween headquarters.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. Ooh, it's a really, really big Halloween headquarters.
I would imagine. That's a real show of where the economy is heading right now, where it's like, Sears, not anymore. No. Halloween headquarters, a seasonal store that they don't even bother to make look like anything other than a warehouse that they can escape from if the police show up. You know, that's the the times that I've gone in with my family to one, I'm always like, this does not seem like a place. There's other families here, but we shouldn't be here.
It's where your family goes for drug deals.
It's like if an action movie from the 80s that was set at Halloween, that's where they would have the shootout at the end.
Yes, exactly. And then there's that tense moment where the guy has his gun out, and then he goes by one of the motion sensor, oh shit. Anyway,
hold on before you do that.
Do you have another beat?
I have one. Sorry, I know this is too much. I just want to tell this is. I haven't told any stories about being proud of my kids in this episode.
Time for This Day in Music. All right.
You guys are gonna
tell the story though.
Tell it now.
Okay, so my 2-year-old son, he loves Halloween decorations and spooky stuff. And there was he passed a motion sensor.
That's not fair. You're adding on.
What? No, this is the. I'm not.
This is from something else. No, you're just treading on.
All right.
Okay, you're going to like this story, Jonah. We were walking past around Halloween's time. There was a house we walked past that had an emotion activated Grim Reaper that had a long soliloquy about death awaits you. The sands of time passing through. Nothing you can do can stop it. Your death is here. And my 2-year-old loved it. And every now and then we'll just turn to me and go, death awaits you. And
I'm like, oh, God.
I'm like, you're going to be my horror boy. We're going to watch horror movies together.
Oh, that's great.
Yeah.
That's really
Daddy. death awaits you.
Death awaits you. And I'm like, yeah, tell me about it. Every time I look in the mirror, son, I realize it. But I was putting him into his car seat the other day, and he turned to me and he goes, I like spooky and scary stuff, skulls and skeletons. And I was like, yeah, good, go for it.
Yeah, Elliot just fantastic. Like, just, Elliot like closes the door of the van, goes around, turns on the car. It's like, mother! And then just dancing.
Yeah.
On this day in 1970, Elvis Presley was in a stretched limousine.
Famous, very rich. Yeah.
Very famous, very rich in 1970. And he pulled up outside the White House in D.C. The driver of the limousine handed over a letter from Elvis addressed to the president, who was Nixon at the time, requesting a meeting to discuss how the king of rock and roll could help Nixon fight drugs. The president agreed to give Presley a Narcotics Bureau badge, but only after learning that the chief of the Narcotics Bureau had turned down the same request earlier that day.
Oh, wow. Well, I didn't realize that he also asked the actual head of the Narcotics Bureau.
Yeah.
Because then they had their photo op meeting, right?
Yes, they had in the bowling alley. In the
Oval Office.
Yeah.
Or was that the bowling alley?
I think, I think it was
They might have gone to both. They both like bowling.
I think, Cash, I think there's Johnny Cash went to the bowling alley.
Oh, okay.
Because they had a weird relationship, too. But, it's very funny. It's like Elvis, so paranoid and on so many pills, trying to think of a way to get the feds off his back. He's like, I'll just say that I'm going to help get rid of drugs to the president.
Imagine that kind of must have worked on some level. Like,
I mean, no,
he never got busted.
He was busted by the Grim Reaper. Death awaited him, and there's nothing he could do about it.
You, King.
But that's like they were the Kid Rock and Trump of their day, Elvis and Nixon. You know,
oh boy,
the beautiful cycle of I guess Southern rockers and Republican presidents who leave office under a cloud of shame. You know, just continues.
Southern rockers. Detroit's not south of anything but Canada.
Oh, that's right. I always forget he's from Detroit. That's right.
Yeah, because he samples Southern stuff, but
that's what it is. I feel like he's just appropriated the culture of Southern rockers. Yeah, it's terrible. Yeah,
he's just a fan of the Confederate flag. That's it.
With a bar to break, suffer a bangy bangy.
My name is Break. Break stuff.
That was one of my favorite in Mr. Science Theater Live. We did a it was for what was the superhero one we did?
Argo Man.
Argo Man, and it was Hampton doing the fucking riff, and it was perfect for Hampton, and it was just like someone going, "What's your name?" and then just like Hampton going, "My name is Kid," and he would like keep it going, and people would be screaming, and then there would like kind of he'd stop, and then he'd go, "Senator Kid, rock, nice to meet you." Because it was like, that was like right when he announced that thing. Like it was the tours going at the same time.
When he was like, I'm running for senator now. And they're like, there's a lot of paperwork to run for senator. And he's like, oh, forget it.
Yeah. My name's not Kid. So born on this day, Frank Zappa in 1940. Mm. We mentioned Zappa earlier.
Some of his stuff, good stuff. Yeah, like some of his stuff.
Yes. Hey, Kroz.
I see it as a what was that show where they open the doors and they stick
the
their head in
show? The Bill Crosby
the Bill Crosby show.
Yeah. Oh, like in the Laugh-In Joke Wall.
Laugh-In Joke Wall, where it's just it opens up, hey Kroz, and then he opens up and sticks his head out and they do jokes that way.
We also did that on a show I worked on, the Who Was Show, kids show about history, one season on Netflix. Netflix does not like me.
No.
Yeah.
If you want, I can talk to him.
I mean, that would be great. Thank you. I would really appreciate that.
Next time
Cash is just saying he's going to tweet at him. Don't give him.
Oh, no. I was thinking maybe you could get a meeting with Mr. Nathaniel Flicks, the owner of Netflix.
God.
So who else is born on this day? Anybody?
Yes. Carl Wilson from the Beach Boys.
Okay.
Yeah, he performed lead vocals on several of their hits. God Only Knows, Good Vibrations. He died in 98.
He was the one that I think rewrote, Hold On to Your Ego. Hold On to Your Ego was a song that Brian Wilson wrote while they were all on tour. You know, they would go on tour and he stayed home. And it's an incredible story about depression, an incredible song about depression, and they got back and listened to it and they're like, this is a great song, we're going to rewrite the lyrics so it's no longer about this, and they put it out as something else.
But you can get it.
Yeah, it was Surf City, turns out.
It feels like for what Brian Wilson wanted to express through his music, the Beach Boys was not the best instrument,
no.
You know, not the, the best machine for that.
It seems like if Brian Wilson had just come of age in a time where, like, you know, they might be Giants and Ray Stevens, and like he would have just...
Imagine Brian Wilson in New Order or something like that, like those British bands or something like that. I think he would have done well there.
And on this day in 1964, Emmett Murphy from Dinosaur Jr. was born.
Hey,
yeah, pretty fun.
Huh? Now who's the Junior? I've never understood the name.
The Junior was added because they used to just be called Dinosaur, and Junior was added when Lou Barlow left.
Oh, I see. Okay, yeah. It wasn't that they weren't sued by a Tyrannosaurus or something like that.
No. In 1964, Patrick Murphy of Lemonheads was also born. So good day for alternative rock.
Mm-hmm.
That was a good day for alternative rock. December 1964.
Yeah.
What day is this? December 21st? The day we're on today, or the day is coming out tomorrow?
It's the day. It's you know what, the interface on this website is terrible, so I just do it on the day we record. So we should just call it yesterday in music history.
That's not bad.
That is great. It's different than different. It's different, and I like that about it.
Yeah.
I met him once, and I was like, "Nice shooting. What's your name, son?" And he went, "Murphy." He had just shot Miguel Ferrer out a window after overriding. I told him to override his directive number 4, was it? I don't remember. Anyway, that was a long walk for a RoboCop joke.
Yeah.
But luckily, you know, it's all automated, so it doesn't really.
It reminds me of one of my favorite lines. Well, it was a long way to go, but it also wasn't worth it. I guess that is it for this episode of Jonah Radio. I want to thank Elliot Kalin from, of course, The Daily Show for joining us.
I mean, it's a show I haven't worked at in 5 years, but yeah, sure. Okay. Yeah.
Yeah.
Were you there with Trevor, or were you just there with John?
I was just there with John. I left. My last day was John's last day. I was super burnt out, and I was like, I just don't feel like doing this anymore.
So you didn't get your own cake? You just had to eat John's cake and then leave? They didn't
exactly.
get you?
Exactly. I didn't have my own cake. I didn't get... It was funny because at the beginning of the run, it was like people were leaving a couple months before John, and they'd be like, "Hey, we want to say goodbye to this member of our staff." And then my leaving on the same day John did, it was like, nobody's going to make a point that I'm leaving the show. But you know what? I had a lot of great memories, a lot of great friends. I learned a lot. 4 Emmys. What can I complain about? You know, Peabody Award.
I wish you would have put that effort in with Mystery Science Theater.
Yeah, no, I.
Oh, no, not at all. That's just...
Jonah, you went from not complaining to bragging real quick right there.
Yeah, very quick. It's how we do things. Well, I was just looking, my role in this episode has really been to stop each segment in its tracks as it's ready to either get going or be finished. So I figured I'd stop Jonah's goodbyes.
Oh, no. It's if you know anything about this show is designed for this to happen.
Yeah.
Nonstop. Thank you, Elliot, for joining us.
My pleasure. Thank you for having me.
Cash, I appreciate you.
I appreciate you.
We hope everybody has a nice a holiday week, and we're going to end with another band that has given us songs over the years. They're called The Cutscenes. They put out a little Christmas EP called Feliz Navidad Jokes, where they've done some covers of a couple Christmas songs. But so if you like the music, check out the bands you like. We have the links in the show description. Check out The Flophouse, which is an amazing movie podcast, hot on the heels of Amazing Movie Podcast, second place. Let me watch your movie with you. New episodes coming out every week. We just recently had Emily Gordon, where we watched The Big Stick. We had Alex Winter on. We had Derek Mears watched Friday the 13th. This Friday on Christmas, it's a kind of a fun one. I'm watching the movie I was in, Pooka Lives, along with Felicia Day, Malcolm Barrett, and the director Alejandro Brugues. So that one is a bit more of a clusterfuck of us making fun of each other.
What did you watch with Alex Winter?
We watched Bill and Ted's Bogus Journey.
Oh, okay. I was hoping he was Freaked, but you know, you can't have everything in this life.
Yeah, yeah. No, we but eventually we'll probably do Freaked, because if we did, he would also, Tom Stern would also have to be there. If we
Oh, I see. Okay.
Yes, because they co-directed and co-wrote that together. But yeah, that is it. We're gonna play a song and we're gonna leave. Elliot, shut up. thanks for tuning in.
Miss you, Neil.
Miss you, Neil. Have fun in Uganda, or wherever we said.
Feliz Navidad. Feliz Navidad. Feliz Navidad. Prospero año, felicidad. Feliz Navidad. Feliz Navidad. Feliz Navidad. Espero año felicidad. I wanna wish you a Merry Christmas. I wanna wish you a Merry Christmas. I wanna wish you a Merry Christmas from the bottom of my heart. Feliz Navidad. Feliz Navidad. Feliz Navidad. Prospero año felicidad. Feliz Navidad. Feliz Navidad. Feliz Navidad. Prospero año felicidad. I wanna wish you a Merry Christmas. I wanna wish you a Merry Christmas. I wanna wish you a Merry Christmas from the bottom of my heart.
In the USA, and you're listening to Jonah Radio in the USA now.